Where are y'all located at anyway?
Washington.
Washington?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wondered where that 206 deal was. We got some information in y'all's number here a while back and some literature on some stuff. And
yes, sir.
I just thought I'd call you. Back about a month ago, we had some stuff reported, and then again tonight, we had some stuff reported. It's what it is, it's a light of some kind. I don't know what it is, but it's out in Wagner's pasture. And it'd be west of Lake Kemp, north of the river. And we've had reports on it anywhere from all 5 to 10 miles, you know, the other side of the lake. The gatekeeper reported it, I'd say 10 or 12 times back last month. And then the grand jury foreman called in a little bit ago, and he saw it on his way in from the lake. And I don't know what it is or whether y'all are interested in that type of thing or not.
Oh, very much so, yes.
But I never have been able to catch it out there. The gatekeeper has called me a couple of times, and I've run out, but I hadn't been able to get out there that far in the country.
Was this a large light?
Yeah, it's part of the time they say the light is pretty good size, and then it'll just go down. And one time said it looked like that it moved on off to the north a little ways and just gradually went down. But most of the time they say it'll just sit there and glow a while and then just go down.
I see.
So I don't know, you know, some kind of reflection or something, but I don't know what it is.
Okay, sir, do you have, could we get any names and telephone numbers?
Of people reporting it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just a minute. The man that saw it tonight... name is
okay,
and that way you can talk to the people that's been reporting.
Okay, is this Lake Kent State Park by any chance?
No, it's under the Wichita Falls Water Authority.
I see.
And they've put in for a state park, but they never have been able to get it.
Okay, can we get your name again, sir? And what county was that with?
Baylor.
B-A-Y-L-O-R. Okay.
Seymour, Texas, S-E-Y-M-O-U-R.
Well, sir, we sure appreciate this.
Okie doke.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye. This is the UFO Reporting Center in Washington.
Yeah.
We understand that you saw something in the sky on the 13th.
Yeah, I did.
I wonder if we could get a description of that.
Well, I was just out of the lake cabin. I just stepped out of my cabin and was going to lock up, and the family was in the car. And they called my attention to it. They all seen it. And it was just, I'd call it an orange ball, which it wasn't too far above the ground when I seen it already. But I would call it an orange ball, and it was kind of, I didn't have a lot of time to look at it, but it kind of looked like it might have been on fire or smoke behind it. I got an 11-year-old, he thought he seen something fall off it.
Uh-huh.
And so the reason I reported it, I thought it was I never have seen an airplane come down in flight, but I just thought it was an airplane. It would be dropping at about the same descent of an airplane. It wasn't like a star or anything. It wasn't anything fast.
Yes.
And, I would estimate, I don't know, it's hard to tell at night like that. I would estimate it had been at least 5 miles from us, maybe more than that. But, I don't know how high it was because we just stepped out of our cabin. I don't know how high it was to start with, but when we got out, of course, or when they called my attention to it, why it was... quite a bit lower, you know. And
yes.
It seemed like it was just falling at the rate of something like an airplane would fall out of the sky. And that's why I reported it, because I was afraid maybe somebody's down in the airplane. I'm not much to believe in UFOs and all that, and I just figured there was an airplane down.
Okay, about what time did you see that?
I believe they said it was about 5 minutes to 10 when I called the courthouse. If I remember right, I think I was...
Okay. Now, in your opinion, was this a large object?
Oh, yeah. It would, how would you describe it? I'd say about half the size of the moon.
Okay.
You know, when you look up in the air and see the moon or something.
The full moon?
Moon, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Just from a distance. I mean, it looked big, yeah. It was big. It was plenty bright, definitely. It had to have been something. What it was, I don't know.
Was it bright enough to illuminate the sky around it?
Yeah, I think so. It wasn't real. I can't say that it's bright enough to illuminate the sky just to a whole lot around it either, because it's more concentrated in that one area.
I see. Okay. Was this coming straight down?
Yeah, I would say pretty much straight down.
Okay.
Kind of could look like a sonic glide, you know.
Uh-huh. And did that color change at all in the time that you watched it?
Just a minute. Gary, I'm going to pick up the phone. Did
the color change during the time that you were observing it?
No, I'd say it just looked like a... I don't believe it changed much. Gary Donmaw, an 11-year-old, he thought that he seen smoke behind it. And such
uh-huh.
a, but I'd say it was just a fire color falling from... or oranges falling all the way out.
Okay. How were the sky conditions that night?
Clear, I believe.
Okay.
Sky was... Because there were stars out. Yeah, there were stars out. Because, you know, looking around, I mean, there just was no... I've seen a lot of falling stars and all that. There's no... Nothing like a star at all. And of course, the star is pretty fast going down. This thing, I mean, you had enough time to look at it.
Okay, did you hear any sound of any kind?
No.
Okay. And how many witnesses saw that?
Well, I would have been, old enough to talk about it. I've got a 7-year-old, an 11-year-old, and my wife and myself.
Okay.
I had two younger kids, but they're three and 4 years old. So
okay. Did the 11-year-old see it right from the beginning?
Yeah, I seen it, didn't you?
Huh?
You seen that. This man's wanting to know about what we seen out the lake, isn't it? You tell him what it looked like to you.
I don't know. Looked like a bright star first.
Uh-huh.
You thought you seen smoke behind it, didn't you, Gary Don?
Yeah.
Okay.
I might have, but I couldn't really swear to it.
Okay. And this thing, did it go out of sight over the hills, or how did it appear to disappear?
Yeah. It just finally dropped. It looked like it dropped to the ground, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's why I figured, I was just sure it was an airplane myself. That's what I thought would have to be in, but...
Okay.
You thought you saw something fall off it, too, didn't you?
I thought, but I wasn't for sure.
Can you describe that thing any better, though? Well, my wife said the same thing, bright ball.
Just a bright ball, okay.
They said there's been something like I reported on this area before, hasn't there?
Yes,
I just figured it was an airplane, you know. But it definitely, it just couldn't have been a star, unless it was, but I don't know how it could have been a reflection, because we stood in one place and it just disappeared from one place.
Right.
You know, it definitely looked like fire to me, I don't know.
All right, sir. Well, we sure appreciate your giving us this time, and if we come up with any more information on this, we'll get back to you and let you know.
No, okay. Mighty fine.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye. Yes, sir. This is the UFO Reporting Center in Washington.
Uh-huh.
And we understand that you saw a strange light in the sky near Lake Kemp some time ago.
Oh, yeah. It's been some time ago, yeah.
How far back was that? Do you remember?
Oh, I guess it's back... been 6 or 8 months ago or longer.
Okay. I wonder if we could get a description of that.
Well, it kind of looked like a star. We watched it out here quite a while. And then about 10 o'clock at night, thing just took off.
Uh-huh.
Back to the west. It looked like a star. I thought it was a star for a long time. And then it's kind of a north west of a cabin here, you know.
Yes.
And then it just all of a sudden took off.
Just from a stationary position?
Yeah. Been there for 2 or 3 hours, you know. I kept telling my daughter she was here. She said, "No, it's not a star." I said, "Star, you know." And I really thought it was till about 10 o'clock. I'd called a friend of mine to come out here and look at it, you know. And the thing just took off and went to the west, disappeared.
Okay, now, you were looking to the northwest at the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Looked like it just, I was sure it was a star, you know.
Right.
Till the thing just took off, you know.
Okay, about what time did you first spot that, do you remember?
Oh, it was just that dark, I don't know.
Okay.
It's been around 8 o'clock, 7, 8 o'clock, I don't know, that time. But it was warm, you know, it wasn't cold.
Right.
And it just, we've watched quite a bit since, and never have seen nothing else. Another reported on the lake, saw it on the lake, you know.
Yes.
But I was sure it was a star until the thing took off, whatever it was.
Okay, was this a white object?
Kind of a reddish, flash and kind of widening. They said they could be flashing lights time on it, you know.
Uh-huh.
I never could. I just thought it was kind of an orange. It was kind of an orange globe, you know.
Okay. And do you feel that this was quite far away?
Oh, I'd say it probably looked like about 5 miles or so, you know.
Okay.
It's up pretty all, what, too high. It just seemed to be too high, you know. But it, but I never have seen it since. I've been watching for it, you know.
Right.
But okay. I haven't seen nothing else.
Now, when you called that other party to come to look at it, did that object take off before the party?
Just about the time they got here, they started leaving.
I see. Okay.
It went over the rise, you know. It was all stationed there for 2 hours or so, you know.
Right.
And then just all of a sudden it took off. It didn't take it very long. It went out of sight, you know.
Okay.
Now they're over the rise.
And you
very
don't.
Very nice, you know.
Right. You don't remember what month that was?
No, I sure don't. I never thought much about it. I'd call the sheriff at the time, you know, and told him.
Yes.
Watch for it. But I never did hear nothing out of him. But I was sure it was a star till the thing just left, you know.
Right.
Disappeared. And it didn't take it all. Not very long, it was gone over the rise.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, we sure appreciate your talking to us about this.
If I ever see anything else, I always call the sheriff here and let him. You know, I think he's seeing things, you know.
Right.
But I used to call him and let him check with it. If I see anything else, that's what I used to do, you know. But okay. I haven't seen it since.
Okay. Thank you very much.